It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chaleas in for Jeff Kaplan. Some puffy clouds and 93 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour.
Wild weather.
The cleanup begins. Chainsaws and mulchers are out in force in cities like Midvale after last night's fast-moving storm. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports toppled trees have caused a lot of power outages.
The pine tree that used to stand in front of David Olson's Midvale home for 75 years now lies on the side of his house.
It took off part of the roof because of it. And it's damaged the house.
Tree removal services brought out their cranes to take out the larger 30 to 40 foot long tree trunks that were still on roofs. Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Jason Lee says they had between 10 and 20 outages all over Salt Lake County because of the rain or the fallen trees.
All of those things kind of combined to make literally, as you say, kind of a perfect storm.
But he says most of them were relatively small and taken care of quickly. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
National Weather Service is warning of gusty winds from thunderstorms over Bear Lake this afternoon. Hail is possible, and it's recommended that boaters get off the lake. KSL's top national stories this hour. Monsoon rains are getting ready to pound the West again this weekend as search and rescue teams in Colorado are racing to find people that were swept away during powerful flash floods and mudslides earlier this week. ABC's Kana Whitworth is there with an update on damaged homes.
Officials here in Colorado say it will take several months to clean up all of that damage. I spoke with some residents here who say they can't imagine things ever returning back to normal.
The body of a woman has already been recovered. In India, at least 47 dead, 30 missing after landslides there. Monsoon rains triggered the landslides in the western part of the country. Rescuers saved more than 1,000 people who were trapped by the floodwaters on the tops of buildings and vehicles. Thousands of other people were evacuated from vulnerable areas. Parts of India's west coast received up to 23 inches of rainfall over 24 hours. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is looking at adding more Republicans to the January 6th committee. ABC's Catherine Falders reports it's after she vetoed the Republican leaders' picks.
The chairman of the January 6th Select Committee, Representative Benny Thompson, has announced senior staff appointments for the committee, including current and former House Democratic staff from the Homeland Security, Intelligence, and Judiciary Committees. The list doesn't yet include any Republicans. Speaker Pelosi's staff met with former Republican Representative Denver Riggleman on Thursday. Riggleman told reporters he would serve on the committee if asked to do so. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
More federal help is on the way for homeowners struggling to pay their bills during the pandemic.
HUD, USDA, and the VA announced details to help people with government-backed mortgages stay in their homes through monthly payment reductions and potential loan modifications.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki making the announcement. As more countries open up, scammers are trying to trip up Americans trying to get a passport. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has details from Newark Airport.
The biggest concern right now is that those who really needed these appointments could not get them. And now the State Department is saying enough is enough. The agency disabling that online booking system entirely, saying on its website that it's to ensure our very limited appointments go to applicants who need them for urgent travel.
Federal officials now taking those steps to stop that fraud from happening. Just hours ago, the opening ceremonies officially kicked off the Tokyo Olympics. ABC's Amy Robach tells us a number of Team USA athletes will also be watching some of the games from home.
It's not just fans and family who will be watching from home, with athletes required to arrive in Tokyo no more than 5 days before the start of their event. Some of them watching from their own living rooms as well, including three-time world champion track star Quanera Hayes.
It's really bittersweet. Yeah, I'm just going to put on my USA gear and, you know, just pretend that I'm there and still, you know, get the experience at home.
Hayes making the trek to Tokyo tomorrow, her very first Olympics.
They've already started their Olympic competition, but the U.S. women's soccer team is still fighting for equal pay. The team filed an appeal for their lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation for gender-based pay discrimination. The brief asks the case be sent back to district court to be heard by a jury. The team has already played one game in the Olympics, losing to Sweden, who kept them out of the gold medal match in 2016. Tomorrow morning, they'll play New Zealand bright and early at 5:30. On the East Coast, the brood X cicadas are gone now, but they leave behind a new, larger version of the insect. They have big black eyes, and they like to scream. Maryland wildlife experts say the insects are called dog day cicadas since they come out during those hot dog days of summer. The insect has bright green, see-through wings, large eyes, and it takes 2 to 3 years for this particular type of cicada to develop and emerge from underground. Unlike the brood X, the population makes an appearance every year. They are harmless, but they do like to make a lot of noise. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
We are waiting for the delays to clear out now that the crash has gone in Utah County, southbound I-15, just after Pleasant Grove Boulevard. That right lane of traffic is now open in Linden. Speeds are improving, but we still have backups into American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Netflix is cracking down on subscriptions. They don't like you sharing your password with all sorts of folks. Jeff Kaplan's going to tell us all about it coming up next in his Minute of News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.